Hi, this is Theron.
Hi, Theron. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thank you for asking. This is Evan from Local Splash giving you a call back.
Yeah, I've been waiting for your call.
Yeah, my apologies. I got caught up in a meeting that we're having today. Ran a little bit long because I had to go over some stuff and emphasize it, but I'm definitely glad you got my call today, man. Thank you.
You bet. So I got your emails and stuff last night.
Okay.
And I was looking through them and everything. And then I was just kind of looking through, looks like the custom website landing page. It's got some numbers and stuff on here that came with one of those. I guess it's the agreement, it looks like.
Yeah, because what I sent you over within that quote, it's going to definitely have our terms and conditions, but the things that have asterisks on them, those sections are not applicable to the package you're getting. A lot of those have to do with higher tier packages that have a little bit more intricacies to them. But with yours, it doesn't really pertain to like having that hosting fee or anything like that.
Okay. So yeah, there's just a couple of things here that I was wondering about. It says that, you've got 30 minutes of tech support every month for web hosting and storage.
Right. So when they initially set up your website, that's not part of it. They make sure, of course, that your website's all put together correctly and it's exactly how you want it. And then thereafter, every month, you get 30 minutes of edits. So if you want to run any promotions, if you'd like to add any type of testimonies or anything like that, they're able to do that. And generally, 30 minutes is more than enough time to make several changes. So you should be fine with that.
Okay. What else? I don't know about these plugins and post transferring policy. I guess I don't understand all this because when I was talking, I had another guy. Oh, it's been a year ago with a different business that I had going on, and it was kind of a guy that I talked through over on or online basically. And he was, you know, doing this, talking to me about the web hosting and how that all works and the fees that got pretty expensive with that. So how exactly is this whole, I've got my website set up right now and you said that you guys would come through and kind of help me ramp up or, I guess make my website look a little more appealing. Is that? Do some minor
Give it a little bit newer look on that end of things. And that's just included with the $249 a month. So there's no additional charges for the hosting or creation or anything. That's included with the package. But as for like those plugins and stuff, I mean, are you using any type of CRM system or anything like that, like to do your scheduling right now?
No.
Okay. So that's only that, that's what that pertains to. We do help out any business that has something in place already, like a scheduling system or something like that, just so we aren't messing up their flow of work. But if you don't have anything like that, you don't even need to worry about it.
Yeah. I haven't done anything at this point. That was something I was kind of considering maybe doing down the road as I start getting a little more busy.
Right.
Have it to okay to hit your website and they could actually schedule on your website.
Yeah, we could definitely integrate that for you at any time, really. Especially if like you get a system behind that gives you some like intricate, like there's apps and stuff out there I know that you can use for that we'd be able to install that. We do that all the time. But yeah, I mean, for right now, especially since you're just running it out of just trying to get that consistent work, definitely great to pick up those calls and just really seal the deal yourself.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Okay, so those are basically the fees. There's not any hidden stuff in going to jump up and grab me when I'm...
Oh, no, not at any point, man. We got you locked in at this discounted rate with the legacy rate as well as the Black Friday. So those two coincide, and how those work out actually is they just maintain for as long as you have us. So it's just going to be that flat $249 a month for you. and we'll never bring that up for you. No hidden or additional fees at any point. The only time you might run into something, which is very unlikely just because of looking at the demand in your area, looking at where we're going to be able to market you, I think this is going to be a relationship to last for years to come. You're going to do great with us. But just the only thing I can think of is if at any point you felt like taking your website somewhere else, we would be able to transfer it for you for $50. And that's just to make sure that everything gets sent over. But I really don't see that having that happen.
Okay. Okay. What about the, tell me about how the Facebook thing works, because I kind of have a Facebook page, but I don't do anything with it. My wife and I have one together. She messes with it a little bit, but what exactly
that's
are
great.
You talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. You already have one personally, because that's the one requirement you really need to have a business Facebook account. From there, we just essentially create like a little branch of it that's for your business. It won't connect your personal to it by any means. People won't be able to access your personal life or your personal profile from that business account. But just how Facebook sets things up, you need a personal account to set up a business account. But we help you through making that and creating that. We get photos from you to post like before and afters and just give a real good look to there. And we pretty much take the reins for all of that on that business end. On top of those posts, we'll also run advertisements. And that's like the real meat and potatoes of the marketing on there, because it's great having a good looking profile. But with those advertisements, they're like just amazingly effective, especially in your field, because they're targeted ads. You're reaching out to these people who have at least already searched up or said something around their phone about plumbing or anything of that nature or septic. And then you pop up in front of them and they're already looking for those. And as well as just when they're on Facebook as well, I believe we talked about this, that they're a lot more relaxed, especially because they're just at home in a more relaxed state, just going through the timeline. But they definitely still have those services they need in the back of their mind, especially if they're sitting in a house that needs some plumbing or septic services done.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay. So you think this is going to be really effective for me in this business and my location and everything?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, definitely with what you offer, since you're just like a pretty much a one-stop shop for everything that's on that plumbing side of things and just septic, and you pretty much do it all. You have your own truck. I mean, it's going to be great for you, honestly, because you'll be able to just be a one-stop call and these people are going to be starting to renown you. And the great thing about this is, of course, we're going to promote you and get these more jobs, but there's a snowball effect behind this, because we're going to retain all these people that you do jobs for and do good work. And we have tools to make sure that they leave you a review. And once you get those reviews compiling, it's just a snowball effect. Like I said, I mean, you just get more and more and more work, and to the point where you're at that first page, top page position. And it's just a night and day difference from where you're currently at. I've seen it time and time again, especially with people with setups like yourself, where you're not really relying on any outsourced people. It's just all on you. You have a perfect recipe for success.
Well, that sounds good. If you can make that happen, that would be awesome.
Yeah, of course, Darren. Yeah, we can get this all rolling. I'm going to get some information from you. And we're just going to get that first $249 paid. And I'm going to schedule something called a client interview, which is a 20-minute to 40-minute long conversation with one of our specialists. They really deep dive and get all the details that I'm not getting from you, as well as just a well-rounded idea of where you see yourself taking this business, so we can achieve that success with you in the most effective way possible. Now, with that being said, Darren, what are your hours of operation looking like?
Well, right now I've got another full-time business that I'm doing, so I'm trying to basically start pulling away from what I'm doing now, and as I start getting busier and busier with the septic business. So I'm kind of trying to leave my, you know, afternoons open where I can, or at least make it so I can free up my schedule to do afternoon pump jobs, and then I'm available all day Friday. Up here on Saturdays, kind of has to be an emergency scenario because the Provo pumping, you know, the pump station up there will not, they're not open on Saturdays.
Gotcha.
But as I start getting busier, what I would probably do is open up, you know, have two full days during the week that I could access the dump station there. And then
right.
You know, I've got flexibility in my schedule that I can kind of tweak things as I need to and slow down with my current full-time job and then get busier with this as the lead.
So, yeah, what I'm getting from you is, like, you're still trying to teeter-totter these things out and just really find a balance. So at the end of the day, you'll be making your own hours still. It won't be a defined set in stone. So how about this? Let's do an hours you're available to take calls, and then I'll let you base your hours of operation of actual work on your own time. Is that okay?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, what hours would you be willing to take calls?
I could take calls. Normally I don't carry my phone with me all the time. I leave it in my truck. I do home care physical therapy is what I do.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's a little bit, you can't be answering calls in the middle of it.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard. I mean, I could start carrying my phone, you know, and try and see if I can kind of bounce that out because I don't want to miss calls, you know.
Can give you something to kind of manage that as well. We can give you like a little virtual assistant that is kind of like a voicemail but a little bit more intricate. It will ask them some questions just to make them feel like it's not them just getting a voicemail. But it's something a little bit more impersonal. And, with that, you're actually able to like track all of it. We'll give you like an app and stuff that you can track your calls and even record sales calls on. So I can definitely help you out with that, but you're just available to take calls pretty much all week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perfect. And you're licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Great. And you offer residential and commercial septic and plumbing.
Not really plumbing. It's more just a septic.
Just septic. Gotcha. So you're septic primarily. Perfect. And is there anything within that maybe like is something you're targeting, like a specific type of job that maybe makes you a lot of money? Because we're going to market you for everything septic wise and any services relating to that. But we want to, if you have any like kind of niche or anything like that, we can definitely program you into it if you have one.
Yeah, mostly right now it's just septic pumping, but I am kind of trying to figure out a way to get into the grease trap pumping. I'm kind of exploring that right now. So, but for the most part, it's just the septic pumping right now.
Gotcha. And maybe looking to get into that grease side of things later on.
Yeah. Yeah. If I can figure out an efficient way to, cause I've got to either haul, are you from around here?
I'm out of Houston, Texas.
Oh, yeah. So you're not even familiar with this area then.
I'm a little bit familiar. I mean, this region is mine, so I know a pretty good deal of what I'm looking at when I'm around it just because of how frequently I work around this area.
Yeah. So anyway, right now I have to haul from here all the way to North Salt Lake if I'm dumping grease trap waste. And
oh, wow.
About an hour and 15-minute drive, so which is not really efficient for me, or I've got to drive an hour south to a small town where I pretty much dump anything.
Right. Yeah.
Figure out, if I can mix the grease trap waste with the sewage waste and then just go dump it in this small town out in their ponds, you know.
Right.
I'm just trying to figure out how to make that work. But the regular septic stuff, I just have to carry it about 30 minutes to dump.
Yeah, that isn't bad. That's doable. I see what you're saying there, that you got to figure out some type of system or something where you'd be able to optimize just doing those dumps before you could actually utilize those jobs, because what's the point if you can't get rid of something within 3 hours?
Exactly.
Yeah, but we could definitely whenever you like figure that out, if you do, you just give us a call up and we start programming you into that. It's super simple on your part is just simply to communicate that with us that you're adding additional services, and we do the rest.
Okay.
And what are some specific cities, counties, or zip codes you're wanting to be marketed in?
Oh, I could tell you all the zip codes, but I could get into my website. Can you access my website? Because I've got basically all the towns listed.
I'm looking straight at it.
Okay. Yeah, you scroll down a little bit and it shows basically all the little towns around this area that I'm able to service.
Perfect. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Because they're going to get a little bit more in detail with that client interview, but this just really gives them a great idea of where you're working with. And probably this is all they need. Perfect. Thank you. And Theron, what's a good billing address for you?
It's 5667 West, 11450 South. And that's in Payson, Utah. It's Payson.
It was West 11450 South.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got the first, the 5667 West at the beginning.
Oh, it's 5667 West.
Yeah, and then 11450 South.
Gotcha, that's what I was missing, the first one. Thank you for clarifying that for me.
No problem.
And give me one moment. I'm just applying both of these discounts for us.
Okay.
And your first name is Theron, correct?
Yep.
Great. And what kind of card are we going to be using today?
A MasterCard.
Was it a MasterCard, sir?
Visa.
Oh, Visa. Okay. Great. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. 4559-9808-8402-3169.
Thank you. And the expiration date, please.
727.
Great. And the CB code as well, please.
246.
Thank you. Now, Theron, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the sheer amount of traffic we're going to have coming your way, as well as sadly today's climate on the internet, the likelihood of you getting a spoof call is kind of up there. So what we want to do is prevent anything malicious from happening at all. So we set up something called a security question. Essentially, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you, you would ask them this question and we would verify by answering it immediately. Now we have three options for that question. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to do?
Oh, probably mother's maiden name.
Great. And what's the answer for that one?
Roper, R-O-P-E-R.
Now, there's just one thing I have to do before I am actually able to process this payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for you. Now, if I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm saying something that's confusing you that you need clarification on, please feel free to stop me and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Dutson Pumping and Septic.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Theron Dutson, and I'm the owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. And if you could open up your contacts and your phone for me, I'm going to give you our phone number. It's going to be the only one you contact us from, as well as where we contact you from here on out. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
That's going to be 877-635-6225.
877-635-6225?
That is correct.
Okay.
And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, November 27th, in the amount of $249. Your payment will automatically, When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th day in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. Well, Theron, I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really think this is going to be a game changer for you and your business that I honestly can't wait to see. It's something I take pride in working here that honestly is one of my favorite parts of the job. But there's just two things we need to do. There should have been a text as well as an email sent to you. Either way is a great way to access this. It's just our terms and conditions that I would need you to sign real quick. And then we can go ahead and schedule that client interview for whatever time you're available next week.
Okay. Let's see if I can. I didn't see it in a text. Let's see. Will it come from Splash, or who's it going to be coming from?
Yeah, it should be coming from us. I can resend it to you if you haven't received it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it here. I didn't see a text either.
All right, I'm going to retext it to you.
Hold on. I've got a text. There it is. Okay, send a copy of your invoice to your email. And then what do you need me to do? Just click on that link?
Yes, please.
I agree to SMS messages. What do I need to do? Just looks like complete.
Yeah,
terms.
You just click. You agree, and then fill out your name, and then just click submit. If it's giving you a little bit of issue, try turning your phone sideways. Sometimes the long ways it gives some issues too. Clients.
Okay, let me see what it lets me. Then this will stay with me, so I guess you'll email me all the terms and conditions and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's actually already been sent to you.
Okay, confirm signature, that should be coming back to you. Oh, and then I need to set up credentials here.
I'll set that up with you in the client interview, and I did receive that signed terms and conditions. So thank you for doing that. We're all good. We can go ahead and schedule that client interview. We're closed out after today for the rest of the week for the holidays. So what would be a good time to pick up and get everything rolling next week?
How long will that initial interview take? You said 20 to 40 minutes, is that what you said?
Yeah, generally about 20 to 40 minutes.
Boy, I don't have my schedule set up exactly next week, but probably, usually on, maybe on Wednesday afternoon, something like that work. What are you guys, on Central Time?
We're in Pacific Standard. So we open up, within that, you're on Central Standard Time too, so I'm right there with you. We open up at 9 o'clock and then we close at 6.
Okay. So yeah, if we set up something for probably, what would I want to do? Maybe 4 o'clock on Wednesday
that
next
works.
Week.
Yeah, that works. And this phone number that I have for you are on the, 801-360-0488 is the best way to reach you?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. I'm getting that scheduled for us.
That'll be the, if I need to pull my calendar up. I've got better at scheduling stuff on my calendar, I guess.
There you go.
That'll be 4.
Yeah, for 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay.
And I'll also send you a Google invite as well.
Okay.
To your email. All right. Well, I have all that scheduled for us, Theron. I'm actually going to be at the start of that call just to introduce you to the specialist that will be conducting the interview. But otherwise, we are all good to go. Again, welcome to Local Splash. This is going to be a great relationship. I think it's going to last for a very long time. And I'm happy to establish it and happy to bring you on board. But otherwise, we're all good to go, Theron. Have a great rest of your week and great holidays and Thanksgiving. Definitely look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. I mean, next week and getting the ball rolling all of this.
Okay. Now, will you be kind of my contact guy from here on out, or will I be passed on to somebody else, or how will that work?
Well, I always have an open door policy. I'm never going to not reply to you. I'm never going to take care of anything that you need. But you're going to have a whole operations team that's going to be conducting everything from here on out. I'm a supervisor, so anything you need help with, if anything, just don't hesitate to reach out to me. I'll take care of it immediately. But otherwise, you're going to have a few people that are going to circle around and just really take care of you. That initial person is going to really be a great contact point as well for you. But just to make sure you're never hung out to dry and your things aren't answered, you have a few people on the case for you.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem, Theron. You have a great holiday, and I'll speak to you next week.
Okay. You too. Thanks a lot. We'll see you.
Thank you. Bye.